Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. And lucky for me, I have a special guest this morning in the studio. I have Sitka author Harold Calvey, who is going to tell us about his new book, Basic Food, A Theory of Nutrition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me. Mm-hmm. And this is very exciting, Basic Food, A Theory of Nutrition. And we had a little discussion before we were on the air. You're a bit of a reluctant author.
Well, I didn't set out to be an author. I set out to release an idea that I have been living with for 50 or so years. And 6 years ago, I started writing it down and had to refine the notions that I had. And I had to refine it and refine it and refine it, of course.
And what inspired you to write about nutrition? What was your background?
I've had an interest in it for at least 50 years. 50 years ago, I was in the army in Germany. I took leave up to Norway, and I noticed walking around Bergen, there weren't any fat people. And I was used to having fat people around me. My NCOs in the army were all struggling with the bulge. And I was wondering why that was. Why were those people in Bergen so slim and healthy looking, and my NCOs were not? And I wondered about that. So then I came back, I was out of the army, came back to America and moved to Alaska in 1972. Was very interested in everything that was Alaskan. So I went to the Palmer Fair and I saw these amazing cabbages there.
It's still a highlight of the fair.
Yeah, it is. And everybody was guessing at what is it that causes those cabbages to grow so big. Well, now I think of the cabbages as being obese.
That's not good for fair promotion.
The analysis of the soil had not produced a good answer. So I reasoned that it's not what is in the soil that makes a difference. It's what is not in the soil. That soil is unique. It just came out of the ice age, and it had been covered up by ice for a million years. So that meant that everywhere else, plants have something in the soil that helps control their growth. If you grow a cabbage in California or in Holland, it grows to 4 to 6 pounds and stops growing. That makes it healthy, makes it resistant to disease, the fungus and such. That doesn't occur in Palmer. Those cabbages are much more vulnerable to disease. And the soil in Palmer does not have the remains of like plants to help control the growth. Well, this was an interest. It ended up making a lot more questions, because that meant that everything had a relationship to the soil that it grew in. It helped control the size of everything. After I first saw that, I saw it everywhere. I saw it in all kinds of other plants and trees, and I also saw it in animals, including people. When I had to adjust my own waistline, when my metabolism slowed down when I passed 60, I got back to the notion that This is something very important, and it has to do with the nutrition that feeds us all. So that's the crux of the book. The message I'm trying to put out is that obesity is not a case of lack of discipline or lack of hard work. It's a deprivation issue where you're not getting the food that you relate to, that you can control, that your non-cognizant mind, your instinctive mind can control. So the answer to most people's search for a meaningful diet will be found in your background, in the thousands of years that you have tuned to the available food sources. The one of the interesting aspects of this is that there are 4,237 species of mammals in the world. Only one uses intelligence to choose the foods they eat. And that's the only mammal that gets it wrong.
And that's a startling theory to discuss. And I guess being a first-time author, and this is a very interesting theory, what made you publish as opposed to just sort of having this conversation with friends and colleagues?
Well, I've had the conversation with friends and colleagues forever. They've tired of it.
You need a larger audience. And I have to say, this book is very efficient. I think that's the best word. It's a 50-page book. And I think it's the best way to sort of, excuse the phrase, digest this information.
I think so. There's nothing superfluous in there. Most of the people who discuss diet things split their theory between at about 50-50 with recipes.
I was just about to say, there's not a single recipe in this book.
So there's no need for new recipes, but there is new. What I would like to do is put everybody on the same page when they discuss these things. So when it's time to discuss nutrition, then start here. Now, this theory can be defeated in several ways. It can be defeated by ignoring it, and it can be defeated by someone coming up with a better theory. And no one has so far.
And you are open to have this conversation.
Absolutely.
And how do people obtain your book? Is it available in bookstores?
It's available. It'll be available at Old Harbor Books. Mm-hmm. And it's available at Barnes & Noble and all online stores, about 2,500 of them.
And I am lucky enough to have my very own copy at the moment. Harold Colvey's Basic Food, A Theory of Nutrition. I think you're due for a speaking tour. If people want to book you to have this conversation, what's the best way that they can get in touch with you?
Well, I'm in Sitka. That's 747-7300. And my email is haroldcolvey@gmail.com. So.
And Colvey is K-A-L-V-E. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to reading this and having this discussion with friends.
Thank you.